Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Sharptooth Luke, Amy Meachin, Maya Mednyx, Nico Aspen, Caleb Eigsty, Boxer Santaros, Stephanie Cooper, Gray, Sarah, Sachi. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Accessing employee handbook.
Come on, there has to be something here. Something can help me.
Complaints procedures.
Maybe I can file a complaint. Get a transfer, a new consultant, someone who might listen, anything.
Clone-related issues.
Right, here we are. Defective clones, maimed clones, lost clones in airlock. No, this is all problems with clones. What if a clone has a problem with... Wait, what if I...
Consultant-related issues.
Yes.
Make a complaint about a consultant. Please state consultant name.
Trexel Geistman.
Searching for...
Trexel Geistman.
Search complete. Error. Consultant complaint file. Full. Goodbye.
Well, that's about right, I suppose. Another review day he's late for. Another step closer to my inevitable doom. Where did he say he was going to be? Some sort of gig?
When stars are born, and gas will flow,
Trexel.
I see your eyes,
Trexel.
And I do know,
Trexel.
That you are the one for me.
Trexel.
How can you not see,
Trexel.
Our love, it grows, and the supernova knows.
Trexel.
Oh, come with me,
Trexel.
And you will be,
Trexel.
With me.
Are you done?
David, I am more than done. I am completed. I have seen true art, David. True, pure art. I look at what we do here, scrambling around, making planets for clients, and I think, what is this ash in our hands?
Trexel.
True art is music, David.
Did you...
True art is what flows from the hands and mouths of the greatest band I have ever seen.
Did you have to go see art during their lunchtime matinee on a Friday?
David, I am but a servant of art, and I'd already booked the tickets. What am I going to do? Book the tickets and not go? They're very expensive tickets, David.
Hartrow knows where you are, and now Hartrow knows you're here for the review, which you have missed and are late for.
The review's today?
Line
yes!
Oh, hello, Trexel.
Hartrow!
Ah, you look like a worm.
Oh, that's
and
me.
And David of the Seventh. Hi, boys.
Hello.
I think right about now, Trexel, you're going to try to tell me what you've been up to.
Now, I need to tell you that I had a very good reason for being late.
Yes.
I was seeing Gimble Hall.
Are you going to offer me a chair?
A chair? Yes, David.
I'd like to get comfortable for this explanation. I want to get nice and cozy while I watch you squirm.
Shall I get up again?
Oh, there we go. Ooh.
So, I went to see the Ronays. Turns out, not on that night. I've lost the day somewhere. Not sure how. So I rebooked to see Gimble Hulk and the Probe Knowers,
yes.
Who are wonderful. You must go see them.
No.
Okay. Well, I saw them and truly, I think of it as work of a sort because the perspective they gave me on creativity and art and you know, isn't designing a song much like designing a planet when you really think about it?
Is that the way you're going with
That's
this?
That's what I'm going with.
Oh, yes. All right. So you've been doing homework.
Yes. It was field work.
Oh, Yes, it's not going to work.
Oh.
No, no. Do you realize, when you make me wait, you pay?
Oh.
You hurt me, I hurt you.
Please don't.
It's quite simple, isn't it? It's like two sides of an equation.
Except both sides are full of sadness and pain.
They are for you. Yes. It does make me feel better, though. So, to make you pay, we have had a little accident with your Gimbal, Hulk, and the Probe Knowers.
What's happened to Gimbal? What's happened to the Probe Knowers? They're good people, Hartro. They're good, sweet, innocent people.
Yes, they got an invitation, didn't they? They were so excited. They got an invitation from the Winter Lettuce Collective.
No. So we know that they're a murderer, though.
Oh, we do, don't we?
Yes.
So we've sent them straight up to have a grand old time. And funny enough, we haven't heard a thing from them since.
Oh, I see. This is a reap what you sow sort of a deal, is it? I make you wait, and therefore you take something I love and put it in a pod with a murderer with knife dogs and explosives. It's a tale as old as time, Hartro. I understand.
Good.
I understand. Well, I promise that this is the last time. You know, when it was things being taken from me, I can deal with that. But when you kill something pure... When I kill something pure, I couldn't stand for that. I promise you, and you, David, that I will be on time now. You've shown me the light, Hartro, and the light is the corpses of great artists.
I'm so sorry someone had to die.
I am also sorry that someone had to die. David, are you sorry that someone had to die? He seems sorry.
Well, I'm glad that's clear, Trexel. Moving on. Oh, I feel wonderful first. Can I tell you how wonderful I feel? I have just been to the Stella Firma Limited annual intergalactic space ball.
Oh.
All last night I danced, I sang, I drank. Oh, people adored me. Me and the design team, we had such a blast. Look. Oh, I've
opening
got this hologram
here. Album. Hartro and the whole team.
Look, that's all of us.
Oh, that's... She's... Look at those. That's you and all the team.
Diane.
I don't think I was,
There's Brant. Oh, yes, Charmer. Brant,
I don't think I was invited to that. Maybe there was some sort of mistake. Surely I would have been invited to that. I'm one of the design team and I'm on your...
You'd think. Yes, no. And last year you did come, didn't you, Trexel?
Yes.
And do you remember what a disaster that was?
Let me think back. I'm drawing a real blank. Oh, no, wait, there is something.
It involved a punch bowl.
Yes, there was a big punch bowl full of punch. And then I'm in the punch bowl and
that
I'm not
happened.
Wearing anything at all. And I'm swinging a ladle around my head and saying, "Get away from me! I am a genius!" And then I was escorted away. And then these people hit me for about 45 minutes. Is that what you're referring to?
I was.
Yes, that makes sense. You don't want that guy in the punch bowl. I hadn't washed for quite a while. That punch was not potable.
The punch was delicious last night.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, in fact, I drank way too much. But don't you worry. I've had an induced regression deep sleep and most of my blood has been recirculated.
That would explain
why
you're glowing. You're glowing. You're glowing. In fact, if I turned off all the lights, I think we'd still be able to see everything because of the glow coming off of your skin.
Are you done?
I am absolutely done.
Right. Getting onto the planets.
Consultant design recommendation file.
Megatron_46. We'll start there. Now, Trexel, you know they have a known history of plotting against us humans.
They hate us.
Yes. Now, you've gone and made them a prank planet.
Yes. Lighten the mood, make everybody feel a bit like it's a bit of fun, you know. Oh, bygones be bygones, here's some traumatized meat.
I don't understand why you do these things. You know, there is a consequence for everything that you do, and they've gone and got well upset with us, and they've executed an attack.
An attack? Oh, quick, action stations, put up
attack
the defenses,
warning.
Call the brigades!
Security alerted.
Oh, right, hush down, it's already happened.
Oh.
All clear.
Can't say I noticed an attack.
No, they've done a full-fledged attack. They were coming after us, and guess what they've done? They've gone after... Do you remember Megatron_32?
Yes. They wanted a very personalised planet. And I thought, what would I want? And I thought, where do I live? And I thought, on the Stella Firma space station. And so I built one of those and gave it to them.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, wasn't it?
It was a precise copy of our space station. It was very easy to design.
And that's what they've blown up. Do you see what's happened?
They blew who end up thinking it was us.
Yes.
A decoy. Well, in many ways, isn't this a genius move on my part? Years before, I make a decoy space station, and then when we finally inevitably annoy the Megatrons and they try and kill us, they kill that one instead.
Now, if you had actually planned for the future and executed that thinking that you were going to protect us in some way, then yes, that would be genius. But that's not exactly...
That's not exactly what happened.
That's not exactly what happened.
No, I got lazy and just used a design and...
Yes.
But it's all worked out.
I would like to present you with these two shiny drink coupons to use at the Cosmic Lounge.
I love drink coupons.
Now, listen. I'm giving these to you because something very, very terrible that you did...
Yes.
...managed to accidentally work in your favour.
Oh, I can see them. Can I?
Do you understand?
I understand.
It's not necessarily a reward.
No.
It's because something horrible that you did... accidentally worked out okay because of something else horrible that you did.
It's like that old saying, two wrongs make a right.
Not a saying.
So these are for you to use in the Cosmic Lounge at your leisure. And I'll just keep them right here. I'll just keep them right here inside my brassiere.
Oh, okay.
But just to keep them safe for you. But those are yours, Trexel.
I'll get them.
Those belong to you.
I'll get them at the
end. Remind me at the end.
I will, yes.
Yes. Oh. Two lovely drinks for you, Trexel.
Oh, lovely. Yep. That'll be a good start.
David?
Yes, Hartro.
It felt like he was breathing.
He does that. He does that. David, just stop breathing. Just shut your mouth, shut your nose. Don't breathe through your ears.
Shut holes.
Wonderful. He'll be fine over there.
All right, great.
So.
It's very, very distracting.
I know.
To have a clone behind you breathing.
He just huffs. He's like a steam train, huffing away in the corner there. You know what's worse?
What?
When he opens his mouth. Oh, it's bad. David, are you all right there over there? You're turning a bit blue. Can you stop it? It's quite distracting. I think... Hartra, I think he might die if we don't let him breathe.
Don't worry.
Okay.
There's more where he came from.
There is, because he's disposable.
Consultant design recommendation file.
Your second planet, Lady Wimir Ikabadash. Oh... That's funny, because... Oh, me and the other design teams, we have got such a good little joke going on about that. They're calling you Sock Boy.
Sock Boy?
Yes.
Sock Boy?
Yes. I think it's quite fitting.
Redesignating consultant status to Sock Boy.
Sock Boy?
In fact, I've got you this. It's a gigantic sock. Oh. I'd like you to wear this when you're out and about.
But it's just one enormous sock. My foot will be lost in there.
No, you could wear it on your head, I thought.
Like a
hat.
Do I have to wear this
you
hat?
You have to wear that hat. When you're seen in the design team corridor, you have to wear that hat.
Right.
If I don't see it on your head and we pass in the design corridor, there will be punishment.
No,
I'll wear that hat.
I'll wear it with pride. Look at me, Trexel, sock boy, old socky Geistman. Try and pack him in a sock. He'll come through. That's what it's saying. It's saying, look, even with a sock on him, he's still the best. That's what it's saying. David,
oh,
please, will you not
breathing.
Interrupt breathing everywhere?
I'm so distracted.
I barely... Oh, look, what's this thing in my hand? Maybe I'll drop it on the floor and stamp on it.
Don't you dare. You
okay,
put that up
back.
And you stick it on your head.
Put it in my head. I'm putting it on.
Yes, so you've had all the socks in the trash redirected from the black holes. Yadda, 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 yadda. You created an eyesore.
An eyesore?
It's disgusting.
They wanted a trash world, Hartro.
I know, but couldn't you just do something with the trash to make it a bit more appealing? I mean...
We did somewhat go with piles, didn't we, David? Just big piles. I seem to remember that was your idea, if I'm remembering rightly. Just big piles of trash.
Yes, fine. All my idea. Piles. Piles, I said. Trexler tried to stop me, but I insisted because I have so much decision-making power in this.
See, and
yes.
You see how sassy he is?
Are you just going to let him push you around?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Trexel, are you the sort of man that lets his clone push him around?
No.
That's what I'm seeing.
No, that was all very honest.
No, David.
I'd like you to put him in his spot and make me believe it.
Okay, right, David. Right, look at me, David. You.
Yes.
Are a puddle of urine.
Okay.
I have seen better puddles of urine on the floor of a men's bathroom at a sporting event, David.
Yes.
You smell as if... a week-old side of ham has been put in an oven with a big sack of used exercise wear and just put on low.
Right.
And just cooked on low. And you open it and that hot fog, that hot meaty sweat fog that comes out, that is just a small reflection of what you are, sonny boy!
Yes, Trexel.
Shut up! You shut up! and you stop judging me with your eyes.
It's very difficult
to take. Because I am a big boy now.
Take it seriously.
Tall, and I'm strong. And I'm a genius. I love you, you idiot. Get out. Don't look at me.
Is that what you were looking for, Hatcho?
Ooh. Huh.
Really put him in his place there.
Yes, I am very place put. I'll go back.
I feel you've revealed something, Trexel.
Really?
Slightly.
What about me and my interpersonal relationships and my crashing self-worth problems? I don't think so. I think I just asserted my authority there. Did I assert my authority there well enough, Hatcho? Please tell me I asserted my authority.
It's very difficult to take you seriously in that hat.
What, you made me...
I love it.
I look like a weird foot elf.
You do.
Consultant design recommendation file.
Hypno Soulbiter. I'm going to move on. The Pillow Planet. What a complete disaster we have on our hands now. Oh, Trexel. Can you just hit him? David, I'm talking to you. Can you just give him a hit? It's okay. Nothing will happen. Just give him a little hit.
Go on, David. It's you.
There we go.
Authorized clone violence logged.
Ow.
Get yours, David.
Yes, back to the Pillow Planet.
Yes.
Oh, what were you thinking? You created a dream-eating monster.
Yes.
What a mess. Now, what I don't understand, if you're going to create a monster, why don't you create some sort of boundary, invisible fence, an electrocution device? What were you thinking?
Yes. That's... So I'm going to extrapolate here from what you've said.
Please.
I'm going to take a wild guess that the haunting, terrifying, super-powered monster that eats dreams that we created for a religion has somewhat escaped the planet we've made it on and is now, let's say, running amok?
Bingo, you get the prize.
What's the prize? I love prizes.
Hit him again.
No,
Sorry, Trexel.
No, it's fine. It's not fine. I'm going to get you.
Authorized clone violence logged.
So they've escaped. And I've had to fix it. But don't worry, I've relocated them to Cortus P Biosphere.
Oh, right.
Yes.
One of the dead zones.
Yes. And I've had Holovision go and pick it up, and they've created a lovely show of it. They've got the monster running around, chasing people. It's all on film. It's fantastic viewing. Everyone's tuned in.
Wonderful.
So well done, me.
Well done, Hartrow.
You've
taken our monster and turned it into a blockbusting reality show where people are chased down by a frightening dream-eating monster that consumes them.
Well, to be fair, that was the monster's purpose just on that planet.
Yes, but on that planet, people chose to go there with this one. I don't know how they...
Did they?
I don't know. You know what? I'm not entirely sure. The whole religion thing got so out of hand. So are these just regular people or...?
Oh, no. We only use... people who've been imprisoned, people who needed to be fired, but we didn't know where to relocate them to.
Right. Redundancies.
Yes.
Well, you've got to do something with those people, I suppose. Why not have them have their very souls consumed by a monster? Yes, no, that's a wonderful fix.
That might be embarrassments. Just know there's a place to go for everyone.
Yes, everybody's got a place to go, and sometimes that place eats your dreams. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful.
Wouldn't that be interesting if Trexel was devoured by his own creation?
Oh, we're going right to it.
Think about that.
Oh, I thought we were just dancing around it, but we're there now.
What a beautiful ending.
Please don't.
David,
please don't put me there.
You're smiling.
No, I will be blended at the time.
Oh, that's right.
So that's...
Yes, David, you remember.
I would enjoy it now then, David. Enjoy the vision now. In case you're blended when it happens.
David, if I go, you go. Remember that.
Yes,
we're in this together, David.
Yes, Trexel.
Okay, so we're all just having a lovely joke about me being soul-eaten.
You make it so easy.
Yes.
Pinch that cheek.
My cheeks.
Keep that hat on.
Ow. Okay, yes, it's on.
Well, we've got one more planet to discuss. Let's do it.
Consultant design recommendation file.
The Intergalactic, it's probably not a good idea to touch that club.
Yes.
The Lava Ball.
Lava Pleasure Park.
Yes.
Oh, some hiccups there. Several hiccups with the Lavlev technology. Everything's melted, Trexel. Everything is melted. You've basically created a giant sun.
Right. That was always a bit of a risk with Lavlev. I was pretty sure that the people down in Build could sort that one out, but I'm guessing that's not quite how it...
They followed the design plans and they created what it created, and oh no.
Everything's
poof!
Melted.
Everyone died in a big burst of flame. Oh, except for the children. Yes.
Wonderful,
oh,
the children survived.
In the marmalade crash area.
That is a big relief, because after last week when I found out I'd killed all those larvae, I am glad that the children survived. In the marmalade crash, that worked. It insulated them.
It did. I don't know how, but they're all there. I'm so glad that you care so much for them, because do you know what? I was trying to think, what should I do with them? These poor little...
Relocate them to new families, I suppose.
Orphans. Yes, well, we're going to keep them in the marmalade, because that's what they know. But we thought I'd arrange for you to go and just spend some time with them. Just look into the eyes of the orphans, perhaps entertain them, do a song and a dance.
Do they know that I'm responsible for the planet that...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, we've got posters of you all around, big lines through your face.
Right.
It's quite clear who killed their parents. But we thought, you know, let's give you the chance to do some healing for yourself.
Yes. Yes,
Can you sing? Can you dance?
I can sing, yes, and I've been known to dance.
I was thinking, David, could you just lay down a beat? I'm a little orphan.
Okay.
Oh, I'm in my marmalade. I hate your guts. You killed my dad.
Okay.
Entertain me.
And a one, and a two, and a
boo-boo-ba-tish, boo-ba-do-boo-ba-tish.
Some things happen for a reason. Don't blame Drexel. Leave him be. Your parents might have died at any point. So take that finger and please don't point at my face, saying, Drexel, you did it. Drexel, you killed them. My parents are dead. Don't say it. Drexel, you're a monster. Drexel, why could you? Drexel, you're an idiot. He's a genius inside. So don't reside too long in this realm of hate.
Big ending.
Forgive Drexel, for he's only doing his best. Pacha. Pacha. Jazz hands. Pacha.
Roleplay Holovision terminated.
Oh, this is going to be so much better than I thought. Ooh.
I don't have to come to the marmalade crash to lay down any beats, do I?
Oh, no. You're not allowed out of the room.
Okay,
we'll just use that recording I don't know.
Okay.
We'll make it
some
work.
Some sort of marmalade speaker system.
Well, it's going to be terrible.
So that's my weekend sorted, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I thought you'd appreciate that. Just a chance to...
Just to give something back.
Yes.
Right.
Sweet.
So
you're spoken for this weekend.
Yeah. What time do you need me there for?
Oh, let's say 9, but then, you know...
A.M.?
Yeah, 9 a.m.
Right.
And you know what they say, on time is late. So early.
Right.
Let's say 8:30.
Well, as I've said...
And if you're there at 8, you know...
Yes, that's fine. Well, as I've said, I've turned over a new leaf. I don't want anyone else getting hurt because of my mistake, so I will be there.
So speaking of people getting hurt because of Trexel's mistakes, how did the review...
Are you breathing?
You've been breathing this entire time.
I thought his holes were supposed to be shut.
I'm pretty sure I ordered his holes to be shut. He's been huffing gas through them the entire time. Let's turn our attention away from what I've done and look at David over here, huffing away, metabolizing sugars like an idiot.
I think we'll leave him like that to ponder whether or not he'll live. I love it.
Yes, wonderful. Wonderful. Will he live? I mean, have we... I'm sorry, Hartra. That's not really an answer. You just sort of smiled.
I'm thinking about my float tank.
Oh, I see. You've got a flotation tank booked.
Off I go.
Right.
Line manager departing.
Well, David, I think we're all right, because normally you'd... Oh, I didn't get those drinks tokens. I got one good thing from that, and that was those drinks tokens, and she's walked out without them.
Can I breathe again?
Yes, David, you can breathe again.
So...
A whole weekend with orphans that I created. A marmalade crash.
So, is next week happening?
Yes. Well, next week's happening, David.
Okay, so would I already be...
You'd already be dead.
Okay, that's...
Stop whining. Stop thinking about yourself. Think about me. I've got to spend an entire weekend looking in the faces of orphans. In a marmalade. I hate marmalade. I'm more of a jam guy.
Well, we should have designed a jam crash then, shouldn't we, Trexel?
Oh, yes. Well, wish. If wishes were horses, then Trexel will ride. We haven't. We've got a marmalade crash and I'm going to have to spend all weekend in it. Maybe I'll just, I don't know, hide out somewhere and see if she finds me. No, she won't find me. She can't find me.
She has a tracker in you.
She has a tracker in me. What if I hide real well? What if I bury myself deep in the mainframe? Where am I? I am but dust. Pff, I'm gone.
Well, as long as the mainframe's a Faraday cage, then I guess you will be fine.
A what-a-day cage?
A Faraday cage.
A what-a-day cage?
A Faraday cage.
What's a Faraday cage?
Well, it's a...
I haven't got time for this. I need to go find a place to hide. Goodbye, David.
Okay.
And think about what you've done. Don't breathe out in any of your holes until I get back.
Oh, he's gone.
Well, I'm not dead, so that's a plus. And Trexel's having a miserable weekend, so that's a plus.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Hartrow Pilts was played by Jenny Halfick. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill. Join our Reddit community on r/rustyquill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.